Nigeria Info.
Oh yes, let's get started on Dailies Today for today. You can watch live on Facebook. We are also live on YouTube as well this morning. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch. We're going to start with The Punch. Page 7 of The Punch, our very first paper this morning and our very first story. Akeredolu justifies son's appointment as Ondo Agency DG.
Once again, let me, for all his worth, Akeredolu is my friend and he will forever be. But this time I have to call him out in public because he's playing the role in public. What he has done is morally wrong. And it has far-reaching implications. And it's quite peculiar to the APC. Lai Mohammed's son is in the House of Assembly. Is in Lagos State House. Oshoba's son, I think, is in the House of Reps. The leader of the party, his wife, is also there as a senator. We need to stop this nepotism now. We need to put a stop to it. There is nothing Akeredolu can say to justify, you know, his appointment of his own son, a young man. He says that these new appointees met the shortlist either through positive recommendations by eminent personalities. Who is the eminent personality that recommended his son? Or by sheer hard work, professionalism, and unalloyed loyalty to administration and the state. And he says that explaining the motive behind the creation of PPIMU headed by his son, the governor said the establishment was born out of the need to recalibrate the development agenda of his administration. Akeredolu is not a king. He's an elected governor. You have loads of young people that are in the party. Loads of young people, sons of other people, well-educated, well-exposed, who could play that role. It is indecent for you to put your son in that kind of position. In any case, it's a great injustice, to the boy himself. Now, let me tell you something, everybody. Listen to this very well. If we continue along this path, where all our privileged people, we wanted to appoint somewhere about 10 judges, four were children of judges, one was a sibling of another judge. If we continue like this, we will have a revolution on our hands. The young people at some point will have nothing to look forward to. Every day you keep showing up people, doing young men doing Yahoo, and so on and so forth, but you have not given them a level playing field. You have not given them a level playing field. This is not right. That's why I'm here. I was not feeling too well. But I just said that this is something that we cannot let pass us by without us doing something. And there are elders in Ondo State. Why are people so lily-livered? You complain behind. You can't walk up to him and tell Your Excellency, you can't do this. Where are his advisors? What is the job of an advisor? The job of an advisor is to put a governor on the straight and narrow. And if he doesn't do so, you leave the job to him. But everybody now seems to be complicit. It's preposterous. I'm highly embarrassed. This is not the Akeredolu that I used to know. I've known him. We were classmates way back in school. And he was president of the MBA. Which makes him some, you know, you would think that being the president of the MBA, where is Femi Falana? All these people, where are they? Couldn't they, you know, persuade him to not do something like this, to also embarrass the law profession? If you sit back and you say, this is none of your business, one of these days, all of us are going to be in for a surprise. And I was able to give just about 3-4 examples in one fell swoop. This one, son, is this one. You have young. Look at the APC. You have young people. Kayode Mogaji is there. You know him in the APC.
Yeah.
Extremely brilliant. You can't find anything to do with him. He's only somebody's son or somebody's daughter. This nepotism must stop. It is one of the problems that we have. And for those, where are those agitators for the Yoruba nation who say that they've been sidelined by the Hausa Fulani? Why don't they say something now about their own governor who is sidelining other people in the state? Is this the same Ondo State that got up and refused the election result of Omo Boriowo? Where are the elders in Ondo State? I am ashamed. I am seriously ashamed. Don't come up with any funny story that the boy has the right. He doesn't. There was no exam set.
He doesn't have a right?
No, he has a right, but there was, what I mean is, I'm talking of the moral side of things. It wasn't as if an exam was set for them and he came first. And what is most incredulous about this is, why would you want to put your son through this? I'm a parent. He could arrange any form of career for his son. And guess what? The position the boy is given is what you will call a political cash cow. Because
I think in charge of project monitoring.
Project monitoring is what all of us call contracts. That's why I say it's a political cash cow. We will do our own part if the Ondo State people are happy with
it. What if he's a thoroughbred professional? Like, he's very qualified.
Sheriff.
And he has record.
Even though I am ill, I can still box you to a point here. Because
I'm just asking a question now.
Because you're trying to wind me.
I am not winding you.
There are things, Sheriff, I know in the days of past, God bless my father, he would never do it.
Why should my father's appointment stop me from aspiring to be a public servant, from wanting to serve the people?
I won't answer you.
I'm just asking.
They are trying to wind me up.
No. Honestly, why should someone's position?
If the boy
stop
there is
me,
something, there is something called
me.
There is something
with separate fingerprints. It's just the name that's attaching.
Morally, why would you, for example, say a judge should recuse himself from a case because he's remotely involved?
Yeah, that's
what
different.
What if the judge is brilliant enough to handle that?
That's different.
What is different?
That's different because we're talking about somebody's fate, like
Sheriff,
at stake.
Sheriff, this is nepotism. It is not right. Let us call a spade a spade. It is not right. Kobojumu is not right. And we are creating problems for our youth. We are making them lose hope in this country. What are you saying? Are you saying that of all the you want to appoint 10 judges, 4 are children of judges, 1 is a sibling?
That is why doctors have doctors as children. That is why lawyers have lawyers as
you
children.
You can put them in your
why pharmacists have pharmacists as children. It runs in the family sometimes.
I like your sarcasm.
No, it's not sarcasm. Some things just run the family.
I like your sarcasm. I know you corrected my pronunciation. I am Yoruba. I like your sarcasm.
I did not correct anything.
What you've done now.
I didn't correct anything.
You don't. I beg, please.
Okay.
No, we can go to this one.
So if your daughter now decides to say, okay, she wants to come and work on the radio, and there's an opening here, you wouldn't tell the management there's an opening, someone wants to work on the
radio?
My
daughter, let me tell you, as influential as I am, you can go and find out. My daughter's found their way.
No, this is a hypothetical situation.
Listen, the way I train my children, I train my children to be completely independent. As influential as I am, I can pick up my phone and my two daughters. My son is in America.
So let's
my
not
two
assume,
daughters. No,
let's
don't.
Assume that she comes here herself.
Mm-mm.
She wants to find her
she
way.
Will not the way I've trained my. Look, there are some things that are just not right. Don't let split ears over it.
Yes, I know. There are some things like...
Why did you use your own
like,
son?
Like arm robbery. Okay. It's still very small now. It's very tiny. He's a tiny boy.
No, but let's get serious. Let's get serious. Because this is an impending problem. We keep chasing these kids around for doing Yahoo, and so on and so forth. And there's no level playing field. There was a time they were going to give appointments to CBN. 3/4 of it were from senator this and senator that. What happens to the ordinary man? Way back when we were young, no matter who your father was, you'd be able to have an almost equal chance.
Equal chance, yeah. Equal chance.
You're almost able to have an almost equal chance. It's terrible.
Should we drop this?
Yeah, you can drop it so that it doesn't...
Okay.
That's good.
Let's do Omicron. That's our conversation at 8 o'clock, by the way. Omicron, Nigeria threatens UK, Canada, others.
Nigeria is not in a position to threaten anybody, and we should stop behaving like spoiled brats. But the good news, anyway, is that thankfully the United Kingdom are doing a rethink and are going to call off the red list thing because, ironically, they even now have more Omicron patients than we have.
Yeah.
And some of the other countries on the red list. But remember,
and it's spreading like wildfire there.
It's spreading like wildfire there. But also remember that we have no records.
Oh, yes, we don't.
I saw somewhere where it was said that the Lagos State Government didn't submit its records or whatever. We don't have any records. But it's a wildfire going on.
Mm.
And they have seen that, look, and the argument of one of the MPs is that this thing is going around the whole world. So you might as well, all of you, put yourselves on the red list.
Right.
Rather, what you need to do, vaccinate.
Just
test,
vaccinate.
Mm. Vaccinate, test, treat, vaccinate. And in any case, the Omicron issue, the Omicron whatever, it's not, so far we hear that it's not as bad as the previous.
So far. So I've heard another analysis on I saw that on TV from a scientist on TV, and they said that it appears that this mutation has the potential to be the deadliest. So I don't know what to believe
you,
now.
No, the truth of the matter is that, look, it's been heavily politicized. You can't take away that, you know. There's a lot of hyping, you know. The drug companies are making a killing.
Oh,
you can't take that away from whatever. Excuse me, but we are not doing well at all. The Lagos State Directive. I was at two functions over the weekend. Yeah. Nobody took a COVID test. Nobody checked your certificate. Nothing.
Three quarters
didn't even wear their masks. I looked like a masquerade. When I showed up with a mask. And so on and so forth. But what I've done is and which is what everybody should do, if you love yourself, avoid all outings.
I've been doing that.
No matter, avoid all outings if you love yourself.
I just thought I'll be able to keep it up.
You can join them on Zoom, you can join them on Facebook Live, because this thing is real. When I did a test on Saturday, I was shivering. Philip thought that maybe I was feeling cold. He didn't know that I was afraid.
Of the result.
Because again, what are the facilities that you have to really tackle this thing, God forbid, if you go down? That's in spite of the fact that I've been vaccinated twice. Okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But now we are vaccinated just 2%, and now we want to give a booster dose. In all this process, we threw 1 million doses away of vaccines. And on the issue of the UAE, I think it's been resolved. But when I read the letter, that's the ongoing war between the UAE and Nigeria.
That's right.
I read the letter. In the letter, the UAE said Airpeace were given some slots in Sharjah. But that they kept going back and forth. Sometimes they use it, sometimes they don't. So they had to allocate it to other persons. So later they said, okay, let us, we'll give you, I saw the letter, to wrote to Silica, I said, choose another airport. These places cannot be available. And then again, we have become crybabies. We have a lot of hardliners in government who it appears don't know.
In politics.
The intricacies of diplomacy. And I like the statement of, I think it was Akinteniwa, who used to be DG of the NIA, who said clearly that the British were right. They overdid it, yes, but it had nothing to do with apartheid or anything like that. Well, all's well that ends well. It says here that the UK will most likely lift it by today and replace it with testing for the fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
Now, will they recognize vaccinated cards from Nigeria. That's another wahala on its own.
What do you think about this directive that I saw this morning about Emirates, UAE, that said that, you know, airlines should stop bringing Nigerians into the UAE?
They've lifted it. I saw it in the papers downstairs.
Okay,
but they lifted it and used COVID as an excuse. But in reality, is the brickbats and the bad handling of diplomacy on both sides. But this is what it is. Emirates are giving almost God knows how many slots. You Nigerians, you don't have any airline to balance it up. It's the same with the UK. You give Virgin slots, you give British Airways slots. You don't have any airline that goes to the UK. So when these people now take full advantage of your slots, you start crying foul. Where were these people, some of our top officials, where were they in the days when Nigeria Airways had equal number of flights to the United States? We should be ashamed of ourselves. You know, we should be ashamed of ourselves. Because if we were up and doing, if we were up and doing, these airlines would, there'd be a limit to which they can flex muscles. But they know that at the end of the day, you can't feel whatever is, and then you end up wasting resources, wasting their resources. They keep it open for you. You can't feel it.
Oh yeah. We're gonna go to page 10 of the Vanguard. 2023, enough of APC's propaganda in Lagos, Jandor, to officially join PDP Saturday.
Yes, Jandor is going to join PDP on Saturday officially. And I congratulate the PDP for, you know, growing and I'm happy. Let me tell you why I'm happy. I'm not a supporter of the PDP. I don't think I ever will be. But I want a balance. That is what I want. I want somebody to whip the APC into line. Nobody should think that I'm a supporter of the... No, I don't support any of the two parties, if you ask me. I'm not interested in any of the two parties as being a member or whatever. They are the same of same. Now, the other thing that I observed is that apparently, because Jandor is coming, the governor of Lagos State now takes middle spread. He takes so many adverts. I have them here. He says Sanwo reports. A social reporting initiative. And what do you have here? Commissioning of new blocks of classrooms, massive school rehabilitation projects, Elemoro Community Junior Secondary School, Lekki. So if you're watching on YouTube, you see all these. Dear Lagosians, consistent with my commitment, reports of buildings and buildings. Excellency, a level 8 officer can do all these jobs. This is not what is going to endear you to the people. You have low-hanging fruits to tackle the things that affect them directly. One, environment. Two, traffic. Three, enforcing laws. Finding a way to decongest the city by policy. These are the essential things. It's not the number of some school built somewhere that has no bearing on me, or some all these buildings and commissioning of this and that. This can be done by anybody. If we had no governor, we could easily get on with that. What's the big deal about building schools? What we are saying is that the low-hanging fruits, the environment, traffic, enforcement of laws. Let us have laws. There is a particular article in the Vanguard. Unfortunately, I didn't know I was going to get it. That was in the Vanguard about 2-3 days ago. I think it's on my blog too. Where the gentleman talks about the pain of living in Lagos. The pain. So, Excellency, don't let anybody push you. Of course, it's good revenue for the papers and so on and so forth. The thing you need to do is to enforce the current laws that you have and make our environment livable. It is true you are doing a lot of projects. You should have a plan. You should have a plan where, okay, if we are doing this place, we open up this place. We are doing that instead everywhere. And for how long are we going to be doing this? This is your third year in office. We are still doing projects. So, sir, with due respect, and if you want to listen to a voice of reason, putting adverts about commissioning schools and whatever. First of all, how many people read papers anyway? But I might not start. The people are being inconvenienced every day, personally. If I'm spending 2-3 hours in traffic and you tell me that you've built one school in Igodo, what does that do to me? We want you to succeed, Excellency. We want you to succeed. We pray for you to succeed. We are ready to help you to succeed. But you must be ready to help yourself. So it's not a matter of not liking this or not liking that. I'm not a supporter of Jandor or whatever. But these are the areas this guy is going to hit you with. And it might jolly well just resonate with the people. Whilst you're busy talking about buildings, he will be saying, like, traffic, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to enforce the law. We have so many vehicles now with sirens and whatever. There's a law against that. The Okada is well known. The environment has become a concrete jungle. That is where it is, sir. That is where it is. Ask people who know. Ask people who will tell you the truth. Let's move on to the next one.
I have a message here on YouTube. What's his name again? Let me see. This person says, his name is Giwa. Giwa says, we should talk about Lagos State not doing anything about the dust from snail speed road constructions. This harm that is harmful to people's health. He's talking about constructions everywhere, but then these constructions can take like forever. While the constructions are going on, there is the harmful effect of the dust and the rest of
them. You know that, Sheriff, on the health of the people. Generally, we are mono-thinking people. And that's what you see being exhibited in governance. One way, let's do projects. And all of us know what projects mean to politicians. What you call projects are simply contracts. What you call contracts is simply money being finding its way out of the treasury, legally or otherwise. So it always happens during when an election is coming, that you see projects, all kinds of projects are going on, and then we know the name of the game. But what you want to tell Mr. Sanwo-Olu is that all he needs to do, there is no bobo, there is no nothing. You don't need to go and bring some consultant from anywhere. All you need to do, enforce the laws. Make the environment of the average Lagosian livable. Otan. So you don't need any themes agenda or that agenda. The people who are casting the votes don't want to know any agenda or the other. If at my level I don't know what the agenda is, you can imagine the ordinary man on the street. He's going to vote based on his comfort level. It's as simple as that. He's not going to be voting. If he goes from Oworo Shoki and he comes to VIA every day, it takes him 5 hours. He's not going to be voting because you say you have built a school in Victoria Island. And you splash it up in the papers, and we like the revenue. You keep bringing it on. You splash it up in the papers. That's not what he's going to vote for.
Right. We're going to go pick up the Vanguard again, page 7. This time, let's take a look at this story. DSS took my blood samples more than 21 times. Kanu cries out.
This claim demands an answer from the DSS. Because it's quite significant. Mr. Afunaya, I think they should Mr. Afunaya, let me see what the story says here. It says that the suit was supported. The detained leader of the indigenous Nnamdi Kanu yesterday dragged the DSS before the Federal High Court, accusing it of grossly violating its fundamental human rights. Kanu, in the suit he filed, alleged that a doctor engaged by the security agency had extracted his blood over 21 times. Now, can you extract a man in detention? Can you extract his blood without his permission?
I don't know. Lawyers better
put a call through to Libros.
Lawyers can clarify.
Then the airport leader bemoaned that despite an order of the court, he had never been allowed to have a change of clothes nor practice his religion in detention. The one that bothers me is his claim. You see, I'm calling it a claim that the DSS took. I think while the court process is going on, we would appreciate a formal two-paragraph explanation from the DSS, because this is quite significant. Two things we want to know.
Yeah.
If his blood was taken 21 times, why?
Why?
Was it done with his permission?
What if he had claimed that he was ill?
That's why I said that if what he said is true, and two, if the blood was taken.
I mean, why do you need to draw blood for 21 times?
No, it could be 21 times spread over a long, I don't know. That's why the DSS needs to answer us, so that we stop speculating and you stop playing games with my brain.
No, I don't do that.
I cherish your brain. I'm not well.
Sorry, sir. I'm going to try and preserve that brain and, you know.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry. Excuse me. No, but talking seriously, it would be nice if they just give an explanation. The court process can go on, but for them to say in a two-paragraph statement, Mr. Afunaya would just sign a written statement to say these were the circumstances that led to this, so that we can bury this once and for all.
Mm.
Once and for all. Because if you don't have the people that are not discerning would interpret this to something else. And it could lead to another crisis that could really well have been avoided.
And we should stop giving room for speculations. This is. I mean, the statement should better drop today, because why wait till people start reading meanings, unnecessary meanings, to headlines?
But
like
I'm
this?
Even so. Well, since it was in a suit.
Yeah.
But I thought that the newspaper would have gone further to quickly call the DSS, or the DSS itself should have issued a statement.
Mm.
You know.
Okay, we must go now. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming.
Yeah.
Mm. And please get well soon.
There's nothing coming at night.
Okay, all right.
I'm
sorry, sir.
But hopefully I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, all right. All right, Lagos, that's our show. Good morning to you.
Yo, the streets are not smiling. The speed at which everyone is learning new skills. Come on,
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.